Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1660, air date February 27th, 2026.
All right. Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Shiva Adure. This is our Truth, Freedom, Health open house. Let's go to video. And if you can just go to video. So we have a lot of warrior scholars here. We just had Victor Booth, who's one of our hardworking father, you know, and warrior scholar down in DC, really share with us. I'm sorry you guys missed a lot if you don't come to these town halls. You can go to vashiva.com/orientation RSVP. But today's talk is going to be on this topic, if we can bring up the slide again. But it really relates to something more fundamental. It's really about exposing what I call a devil. And that's this fucking guy, Booby fucking Kennedy. And you have to use the F word as much as you can to describe this fool. Because he represents, so you can see the obvious establishment like Trump or whoever it is. But this guy is really the real devil. And we're going to talk about that. So if we go back to video, we have a lot of warrior scholars on our call today. But let me just start with this central point. You know, life ultimately comes down to values. I was talking with someone who it's been an interesting journey, and I asked this person, what are your values? And this individual didn't even know what that meant. They had to go on Googling it, okay? And it was really fucked up. But the values they said were just repeating shit on Google. Integrity. And by the way, those people who say integrity, their values, they're probably the most out of integrity people. You'll find this out. It's really interesting. But anyway, you know, I know my values very, very clearly. It's respect. It's great respect for people who work their ass off. And there is, you know, in the spiritual traditions, there's a word called sadhana, S-A-D-H-A-N-A, which means service, hard work. And through hard work, you may suffer, but you will grow. Your character will grow immensely. We live in a world right now where everyone talks these buzzwords, work-life balance. I have to take care of myself, all this bullshit. And in a fundamental way, it never gets to the heart of this. What are you doing to work hard and serve others? Or for that matter, are you even working? So we have a world right now, there's so much incentives for a finite set of people to work really hard and another set of people to parasitically live off them. In many ways, I'm talking about across classes, there's people who are able-bodied to work and they don't fucking work. And there's people who do this as a business where they just move capital around, like Jared Kushner, okay? So there's literally across classes, people are being incentivized not to work. But to me, the most important value is hard fucking work, right? And then it comes down to what kind of work are you doing? Are you working to advance life, which means to fight evil? Or are you working to advance the few, to maximize power, profit, control? And that's what this really, it's really a very simple question. And we have built an incredible community. I was talking to Andrew right before that we don't just have me anymore who's exposing what we call the not so obvious establishment. We have hundreds of thousands of millions of people, billions who've seen our videos who are understanding this concept of the swarm. You have to shatter it. And this is all our original content. It's my original content. Mike fucking Adams stole my content, by the way. Literally sucked all my videos into an AI program, calls it Shatter the Swarm, and we're gonna fucking go after that motherfucker, okay? Because no one should steal other people's work. The Ten Commandments say, thou shalt not steal. You see, that's a value, for example. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's, you know, property, goods, whatever you wanna call it, wife, et cetera, husband. These people claim they're Christians and violate these values are satanic people. And when you look at Booby fucking Kennedy's face, you just see Satan in him. You know, people's faces reflect who they are. They really do. It's called Samudrika Lakshanam. As above, so below. The face reflects everything. You can see within someone's face what kind of person they are. And all you need to do is look at Booby fucking Kennedy's face. And you see a fucking fork-tongued cobra snake. So we need to... I've been exposing this guy since 2019. Okay? And I know him fairly well because I was living among these fucking idiots in Malibu many, many years ago. He was put into a movie that I did on called Poisoning Paradise that Pierce Brosnan and Keely Brosnan, funded Keely produced it. I was a senior scientist, but he would just say shit and you knew he didn't mean any of it. It was just his branding. Okay? And that's how the Kennedys operate. So I want to just let you know that the fundamental issue our movement focuses on is this value and respect for people who work an honest day's life or commit their life to working, to advance themselves, to build skills and help others. That's called a worker class movement. People who work. So those of you who are here who work, who retired, who work, respect yourself and understand there are significant amount of people in the swarm who do not fucking work for a living, like Mike fucking Adams, steals my shit, is all over the map. That's a snake. Okay? It's easy to identify people who overtly say they want to fuck you, but over here are these alternative media people who act like they're trying to help people, but they're the real fuckers. And let's go back to the slide, and one of them is Booby fucking Kennedy. Now, I want to go into a deep dive, not only on him, but his entire fucking family. All right? So, you see, these people make money every which way. They make money acting like they're fighting for the masses, and they make money screwing the masses. Okay? It's whatever they want to do. It's like the master grift. So let's discuss this in a very detailed way. That's sort of the preamble. So let's go into this. Many of you who've taken our course or Warrior Scholars, you will understand the principles of systems. Now, if you look at Kennedy, Kennedy represents what we call the not-so-obvious establishment. Okay? The establishment has multiple aspects of itself. It has the obvious establishment. In the United States, it's the Republicans and the Democrats. The obvious establishment. And they have their, you know, today it's Trump on the Republican side or the Bushes, et cetera. On the other side, the obvious establishment was like the Clintons and the Obamas. That's the shoulders of the establishment. But then you have the wings, you see, which it needs to get this bird to fly. So the wings of the Democrat establishment are scumbags like Bernie Sanders or AOC. They talk a big game, but they're all fucking Zionists. They want to do war no differently. And on the right side, you have the wings like the right wing, which includes like Rand Paul or people who talk a good game as though they're fighting for libertarian values. But they too exist to manipulate the people who are right-leaning back into the arms of the establishment and saying on the left side. So you have this dynamic, but then you have another dynamic of the not so obvious establishment. Okay? The people claim that they're fighting the establishment. But what they're actually doing is to ensure that the establishment controls the narrative through these so-called fake heroes. All right? And this is architected from a systems perspective to keep the masses in alignment. Right? It's a control system. No different than your thermostat, where you're always constantly manipulating it to achieve your goal, which is, you know, some temperature. But in their goal, it is power, profit, control. And to achieve that goal, they have to watch which way people are going. Wow, people are starting to follow Dr. Shiva. Let's create fucking Booby fucking Kennedy. Let's create Jay Bhattacharya. These people are created. They're manufactured. Dr. Shiva is exposing election integrity. Let's throw in Mike Lindell. Fucking guy comes out of nowhere. Okay? And the reason they do this is our movement and I are uncontrollable. So they must create entities that they can control. Fucker Carlson is suddenly talking a good game. Well, he's backed by a guy called Sameed Malik, who funded TCN, Tucker Carlson Network, who also funded the Republican, you know, entire financial, new financial infrastructure that they're doing, and also J.D. Vance. So they will have people talking anti-establishment, but they're under their wing. You see? Controllable. Well, Booby fucking Kennedy, his entire family is the institutionalized, not so obvious establishment. They exist to manipulate the masses to think they're fighting for them when they're actually stabbing them in the back. Many of you may know it was Ted Kennedy, the guy who killed a woman in Massachusetts. And you can look it up, Chappaquiddick. This fucking guy killed a woman. He was driving drunk with her, drove off in Chappaquiddick, a bridge. The woman was actually alive. And he left her to drown. Went back and didn't report it for almost a day. And then got his father involved to do the PR. And after all of this, the motherfucker got to be a United States senator. That's the Kennedys. And you can also look up John F. Kennedy. This guy wasn't a nice guy either. Okay? We've done shows on this. So don't think John F. Kennedy, you know, giving his speeches was some nice guy. Okay? It's all manufactured theater. But anyway, Ted Kennedy was the guy. Some of you may know there's a 1986 vaccine injury program, which gave immunity to Big Pharma because there were injuries showing up from vaccines. People were suing Big Pharma in through the federal court system, and they didn't want that. So the vaccine 1986 Vaccine Injury Act shielded Big Pharma, where if you got hurt, you had to go to a separate vaccine court, okay? Not under the Justice Department, not under the judicial branch, under the executive branch. And it was highly, highly controlled, but it basically shielded Big Pharma. That was done by Ted Kennedy. And at that time, when Ted Kennedy did this, okay, he based it on the concept of, well, we need stability. We need a good supply of vaccines. So based on the concept of stability, that's how Ted Kennedy sponsored the bill to get Big Pharma protection from injury, okay? So if you look at Booby fucking Kennedy, and that's his name, please call him Booby fucking Kennedy, a.k.a. Fork Tongue Scumbag, a.k.a. RFK Jr. And the reason I use these names, and by the way, when I used to curse, people say, why are you cursing? Why are you cursing? Now they watch my videos, and if you notice, they're all cursing. Not because they actually are anti any of these people, but they realize that there's a lot of anger and they just drop those F-bombs to get that anger. My cursing comes from the heart. It comes from actually the recognition these people should be disrespected. And that's why you must curse at them. All right. So for Kennedy, Booby fucking Kennedy, he built his brand as an environmental crusader. And if you study the history of it, he used to take over organizations started by others, true bottoms-up organizations, like Water Keepers. And then he used to inject himself into it because he was building his brand, you see? Because the Kennedys always build their brand as though they're fighting for something. And this is why what the bourgeoisie, what the elites do, they have to sit around, they have nothing to fucking do, so they have to create their own brands for something. And this may be hard for you to believe, but that's what they do. They don't believe in any of the shit they're doing. It's about building their brand. And in fact, Kennedy built this brand and he had others file the lawsuit, but he took credit for it. And there was a, you know, multi-$100 million verdict against Monsanto. That was in 2018. He made money off of that. Okay. And he called glyphosate then a probable carcinogen and a driver of chronic disease epidemic, right? So he built his brand around that. So all these fucking idiots who want to suck Kennedy's cock because they think Kennedy is somebody and we had to expose him. It's a brand, you see? This is why the masses do not understand this, particularly the bourgeois, the liberal bourgeois medical freedom movement, who never really build a bottoms-up movement. They just follow these characters like Booby F. and Kennedy. In 2020, 2019, I was the first one to hammer away, expose them. I did probably 50 videos showing his hypocrisy. And finally, Kennedy did a blog post attacking me. All right. But nonetheless, We really exposed him. But if you look at what Kennedy built his brand on, it's a brand. It's not real. Now you look at what he did in February of 2026, just on the 18th. He officially defended Trump. Trump passed an executive order, which invoked the Defense Production Act to ramp up domestic glyphosate production. I don't know if you guys know this. Glyphosate is also known as Roundup. Okay? You see, the Democrats will talk about safety. We want to help protect the kids. We want to protect women. We want to protect the small guys. So under the aegis of safety, they pass all sorts of horrible laws. The right-wing Republicans use national security. You see, one wing uses safety to shove stuff down people's throat, like Elizabeth Warren when they did Dodd-Frank and defended all the regulations, which actually hurt banking, financial regulations, which actually hurt small businesses. They did it under safety. Okay? So that's how they manipulate people. But the Republicans did it under national security. So using the Defense Production Act, Trump said we need to ramp up glyphosate production. Now, what did Kennedy do? The same guy who made a lot of money and built his brand is a lot, right, in the world, saying he's fighting Monsanto. He said, oh, we got to do this, that this is national security. Quote unquote, that's what he defended, and quote unquote, agricultural stability. And he argued that America must end its reliance on adversarial nations for chemical precursors. Okay? So think about what I just said. In 8 years, he went from making money off fighting Monsanto, saying glyphosate Roundup was a probable carcinogen and a driver of chronic epidemic diseases, which is the entire basis of the Maha, quote unquote, Maha movement, now to saying, oh, we have to have Roundup. Now, let me just make this point here. This is engineered. Let me tell you why it's engineered, because if anyone else had done this, if Hillary Clinton had done this, if Joe Biden had done this, if Obama had done this, Bush had done this, there would have been freaking mass protests on the street. But they used this snake Kennedy to act like he's for health, and he defends glyphosate and / Roundup. And all these scumbags out there who are part of the medical freedom movement also making money off of it. Okay? Like this fool who runs a show. I forget his name, if you can put it up. What's his name? He has this fake Indian name. Del Bigtree. Sayergy. Vonnie Harry. You can look at all these up. All these people who literally suck Kennedy's cock. Mentally, physically, they're all star fuckers. Nothing. So, and they have huge followers. So Kennedy's support of glyphosate, which poisons people, and we'll get into that, the movement is silenced. So the medical freedom movement follows him, and we broke away the real fighters to our movement, because we're the real movement fighting for health. They're not. They want to be star fuckers. And they make money off their little websites that they run, getting traffic from Kennedy. This is why Mike Adams flip-flops on Kennedy. Sometimes he tries to attract his audience. Sometimes he tries to attract my audience. He's a fucker. He's a grifter. He's not a Christian. Mike, if you're listening, you're not a fucking Christian, because you stole my shit. Thou shalt not steal. Fuck you. Okay? Because you grift. You just want audiences to make money. You have no principles. You have no values. Okay. So you have this Defense Production Act under the umbrella of national security. Basically, you're silencing the medical freedom movement or the health movement to expose Kennedy. You see, if any other administration, if they had done this, there would have been mass protests. Okay. That's the first point. It's very clever. Now, the betrayal of this whole thing is you ran on a fucking, you know, slogan, make America healthy again, MAHA. Well, now, Booby and all of his followers are sitting silently. They're also accomplices in this. They are championing for national security, rah, 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 again, around the American flag, that we need this chemical, which he once claimed was, quote unquote, toxic by design. I mean, can you understand this contradiction? This is what I call him, a fork-tongued scumbag, okay? I mean, it's unbelievable. On one day, you're doing videos, lifting weights, I want to save America's kids, protect chronic disease. And on the other hand, you're saying, we need glyphosate. And by the way, Monsanto is now owned by Bayer, okay? We need this to protect America. No different than Elizabeth Warren and the liberals saying, we need this law for safety. You guys get it? It's just propaganda. It's all feeding the swarm. And in this case, Monsanto, Bayer, you can go look at their history. They're all part of the military-industrial academic complex. They all came out of war, okay? War production. So let me continue here. So the political pattern on this whole thing, I did a whole video on this, multiple videos, to all these medical freedom Kennedy star fuckers, is the following, that booby fucking Kennedy, I already pointed this out back in 2019, 7 years ago, I said, look, Kennedy is not pro-environment. He's not pro-health. And why did I say that? Because the facts were that he endorsed pro-Monsanto, pro-GMO, pro-Roundup, pro-pesticide, Hillary Clinton, not once, not twice, but three times. He endorsed her for Secretary of, you know, for Senator in New York and for President in 2000 and 2008 and 2016. He endorsed her. You can look it up. He went out and stumped for her, put out press releases, knowing that I think her campaign director came out of Monsanto. No principles. Okay, he endorsed her not once, not twice, not three times. So I knew the writing was on the wall. We tried to educate those fools. The smart people came to us, but the dumb fuckers who are silent now, they're accomplices to this. So this national security narrative, this is a current tool, and it's used to silence the medical freedom movement. So by labeling glyphosate production as quote-unquote critical infrastructure, that's what Kennedy said, that's what Trump said, the administration, the Trump-Kennedy administration, is effectively bypassing environmental hurdles. And it's also, check this out, what Trump did with Kennedy's support is granting limited immunity, legal immunity. Limited means basically legal immunity to manufacturers. So Ted Kennedy gave legal immunity to Big Pharma. Booby fucking Kennedy is giving now legal immunity to big agriculture. Okay. And by the way, he did a movie with me called Poisoning Paradise in 2016. Do you fucking understand this guy? You see, the devil is not the person who says, I'm going to fuck you over. That's like a limited devil. The person who says, I care for you, I love you, I want to protect your health, and then fucks you over here, that's a real devil. So he does movies, wins lawsuits, branding himself. But over here, when push comes to shove, when he's in the government, what the fuck does he do? It's people's actions, not their words, but their actions. That's a value they all have to encompass, and our movement does that. We look at people's actions, not what they say. Okay, what were his actions? He didn't, you know, go against Trump. He said, we need this for national security. Okay, so this is why we called it the not so obvious establishment. And that's why I said it's being silenced silently. It's even more clever, right? All these big tree, all these motherfuckers, Zippo, and many leaders of this entire quote-unquote health movement remain quiet because they're paralyzed, because they're loyal to this MAHA brand, not to anything real, but the brand. And while the Trump-Kennedy administration is cementing the chemical big ag ag's industry grip on food supply like never before, right? They've gotten such a grip by being able to produce and get immunity for Roundup that they never got under Biden administration or Clinton or Obama or the Bushes, but they got it with Kennedy. Fucking amazing. And this is how the swarm works. And this is why all of you better fucking learn what we're teaching if you want to actually fight. This is the only place that teaches this fundamental value, this principle of the not so obvious establishment. And it is that understanding that's going to liberate humanity. One Victor Booth who gets this, he's going to influence a million people. So we don't need a lot of people. We need people to understand these very fundamental principles. So, as you know, in addition to being an educator on system science and politics, I also do full-time science. I was just working on a scientific paper on asthma for about 6 hours today. We just published a major paper on ALS. A few years ago, I published a major paper on neurodegeneration. And let me just take a quick aside into these neurodegenerative diseases, Parkinson's, ALS, dementia, right? You go down the list. These diseases, which they call diseases, which they really shouldn't, are really driven by biological processes if you open up the hood. What two of the most important biological processes that drive all of these diseases, these neurodegenerative diseases, one is called neural inflammation, inflammation in the brain, and neurodegeneration. So you have inflammation occurring in the brain, and neurodegeneration is the neurons, the nerve cells start decaying. Okay? And under neurodegeneration, there are many different molecular pathways, which we're mapping out. And we publish, we give it away to the public. It's a lot of work, and neuroinflammation. All right? And by the way, the publications we put out are in the major journals, and we're not insiders. When we get shit published, it's real, and the journals want it because they don't want us going anywhere. It's no insider trading. So the reality is glyphosate, Roundup, and these pesticides have been proven in multiple scientific articles causing neuroinflammation and neurodegeneration. In fact, if you live within a 1 mile radius of a golf course or a vineyard, you have a 125% chance increase of Parkinson's disease. Okay? Mar-a-Lago, nice golf course, right? You go talk to workers who go work on the little ponds or swamps in these golf courses, they'll tell you they're going into a toxic hell because the amount of glyphosate that they spray there, or chloroprifos, there's these other pesticides. And we're about to come out with a major groundbreaking paper because of the ALS research we did, which shows a direct connection between these to neuroinflammation, neurodegeneration. Now, this executive order that Trump did actually suppresses science being funded to expose this. That's part of the immunity. Thank you, fucking Booby Kennedy. All right? So there's a direct link between pesticide exposure and brain decay. And this is no longer theory. The paper we're going to come out with is going to seal it. But just to give you the pieces of it, when it comes to neuroinflammation, it's pesticides like glyphosate. Another one is paraquat that trigger what's called the inflammasome, like the microbiome. There's the inflammasome, that particularly the NLRP3 inflammasome, in what's called the microglia. The microglia is the brain's immune cells. So when the brain is being, let's say, attacked in some way, the microglia are the brain's immune cells to protect it. So when glyphosate, which by the way, crosses the blood-brain barrier, which is another awful thing, right? You have inflammation that's triggered via the microglia. And this leads not only to just a little bit of inflammation, but chronic inflammation that then leads to degeneration of your neurons. Glyphosate has also been shown to cause mitochondrial dysfunction. And that research shows that these toxins inhibit the respiratory chain. You see, your mitochondria is involved in cellular respiration, and that starves the neurons of ATP, which is energy. And that causes oxidative stress, which causes other garbage down the pipeline. The next thing is, you know, we now know that there's a direct link, which the ancient traditional medicine said forever, between your gut and your brain. It's called the gut-brain axis. And the studies that have come about recently show that how pesticides actually cause what's called enteric neurodegeneration. That's gut death. You see, you have all these neurons. You have more neurons in your gut than you do in any other part of your body, density-wise. It's pretty amazing. That's your lower brain. And these pesticides cause gut death before the symptoms even reach the brain. And that's, by the way, a hallmark of early stage Parkinson's. This is what Booby fucking Kennedy said we need. Anything out of his mouth, this is why his voice sounds so fucked up. You see, this is an aside. I'm a big believer in consciousness manifests itself in structure. His voice ain't fucked up for some fucked up reason. It's fucked up because he's a fucked up individual. Nature works. God works, if you want to put that as nature, in incredible ways, okay? And that's one of the ways God speaks to us. So when you look at this situation, here's a guy who's promoting getting red dye out of this. It's all just fucking brand building. It's not real. But he just fucking supported an executive order to massively increase glyphosate, but more importantly, give the big agriculture companies immunity that you cannot sue them. Okay, so what are the system consequences of this? Well, number one, this DPA, which means Defense Production Act, means massive production of glyphosate without any EPA oversight. So they get to avert that. So think about that. Number two, legal immunity. Bayer Monsanto, who he just won a lawsuit from. He made money over here and he's going to make money over here. It's shielded from future cancer and neurodamage lawsuits. So if you get neurodamage or cancer from glyphosate, you cannot fucking sue them. Thank you, Booby fucking Kennedy, just like Ted Kennedy. Next thing is deregulation. What does that mean? They're going to cut research funding as proposed by Booby and fucking Trump. That makes it harder to prove the etiological links to disease. So you're not going to get funded if you want to show glyphosate may cause this and this and this. Now, the chronic disease. So there's, you know, you have increased rates today. We know Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, ALS in agriculture regions. By the way, golfers. And we were the first one. I mean, there's been articles, but on the scientific level, no one wants to talk about this because most of the scientific assholes, the academics, go to golf courses where they raise money. But golfers get three times more ALS than any other group. Okay? So, the national security scam, it's a scam. The reality is a country, you know, with a poison population is not secure. They don't care about security. It's bullshit, just like Elizabeth Warren doesn't really care about safety. Okay, so they don't want to wait for a leader. I guess my point is, you don't want to wait for a leader who's already been compromised. And the data that we've done and on all the scientific work that's out there proves this danger. So why the fuck is anyone following Booby fucking Kennedy? And so what Booby has done, he's traded his role as a quote-unquote toxic whistleblower for seat at the table of the very system he promised to dismantle. That's what he's really done. And this is what goes on. And I really want you guys to really understand that this is an amazing opportunity to understand how the swarm creates a not-so-obvious establishment. Okay? And because we knew this back in 2019 and 2020, we could see the trajectory. And that's what working people need. We need to see where the hockey puck is going, not after the fact, follow one of these fools and say, oh my God, why did I do that? That's where suffering prolongs. So 8 years goes by, you have greater suffering. And in those 8 years, if more people had raised up to this, we could have built a much more explosive bottoms-up movement. And that's the way that we suffer. And that's why this movement is so important. Understanding Booby fucking Kennedy, he's a great example to understand the depths of how they manipulate people. I hope you guys really are getting this, because this is a wonderful lesson to share with as many people as you want to share with, because it is these lessons that really are going to help people understand the theory that we talk about, the not so obvious establishment, how they want to make sure that they sucker you in and corral you back to the establishment. So all these fools who thought they're being anti-establishment actually got suckered in back into the establishment. You follow what I'm saying? So they all got suckered back in. If they followed our movement, we could be explosively growing a bottoms-up movement. But Kennedy's job was to, and the establishment knew that we were growing independent, so they bring Kennedy in, and his job is to sucker people right back into the movement and silently silence them. You're seeing it right before your very eyes. Here is a toxin that causes disease, crosses the blood-brain barrier, you know, affects all these cytokines. It's very well known. He knows it. But under the aegis of national security, he silenced everyone. You guys get this? And that's what they did during COVID, right? Safety. Everyone's got to wear masks. Safety. Vaccine mandates. Do not ever respect this guy. At every opportunity, this is your homework assignment, expose this fucking scumbag. He's evil. Pure evil. And if you just think about it, glyphosate, it's poison. It's known poison. He goes out there talking about he doesn't want to poison America. And he just supported this. You don't get it as contradictory as this. It's literally a forked tongue. It's a serpent. Anyway, we'll take questions. I mean, I could go more into details on this, but I think many of you are smart enough to understand the implications of what just took place. And you should, all these people out there on social media who support Kennedy one inch, and are still supporting and say silent on this issue, you should rip them. Okay? So in summary, it was Ted Kennedy who created the National Vaccine Injury Act, and it's Booby fucking Kennedy now with Trump who has allowed Big Ag to have immunity for themselves. This is how the not-so-obvious establishment works. Okay? And remember, Kennedy supported, even before this writing was on the wall, we exposed that. He supported the queen of Monsanto. That's what she was known as. Clinton, not once, not twice, three times. Okay? You can do your own research. Go to PubMed. Just type in glyphosate and pesticides. You'll see glyphosate crosses the blood-brain barrier. There's very few chemicals which can do that. Glyphosate can. It's been linked to Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. Yep. Okay? It is glyphosate that accelerates what's called amyloid beta accumulation and tau phosphorylation. These are key things that affect neurodegeneration. And if you take this away, that all of this is done to protect the industrial food complex, which Kennedy claimed that he's fighting. You see his forked tongue? Over here, he does this. And over here, he really fucks over the audience that he claims is helping over here. So this is all just throwing crumbs to people. So it's really about silently poisoning America. But the important thing is now the mask is fully off the snake. So from Ted Kennedy 1986 to Booby fucking Kennedy in 2026, right? This is a family legacy who is one of corporate immunity. Everything they do is to protect big corporations. And my call to action, all of you, is stop waiting for any fucking savior, as we keep saying. Save yourself, learn how to fight, grow this fucking movement. It is the only movement that teaches people theory, the knowledge, has community, so you don't feel alone, and it gives you tangible actions to do. Theory, community, and action. To think, fight, and heal. There's nothing like it out there. So if you made it this far, don't be fucking lazy. Go through the course, connect with leaders, and you don't have to, you know, do this full time. Just 5-10 minutes a day, even 20 minutes. Make this part of your life. Hand out cards. Make phone calls. Learn. Join this community. We want to make this a systemic part. We're not going to win this battle overnight. It's going to have to be a systemic wave. You know, like I said, dropping pebbles, which, by the way, Mike Adams took my videos and stole and put that as a chapter. He's a motherfucker. He probably liked to enjoy sucking Kennedy's cock too. So be aware that our movement really teaches you how to sniff out the devils, how to be a critical thinker so you don't get fucked with, how not to compromise with these people, not to have suicidal empathy. Ever heard that word? Suicidal empathy. Nor are we going to have suicidal humility. We do something, it's our work, no one's going to fuck with us. So our movement is committed to win, but most importantly, raise people's consciousness, because the universe structure comes out of consciousness. So you don't need a lot of people, but if enough people go down to the depths of consciousness and understand these principles, things change very rapidly. So it's not like we need everyone. We need enough people who learn this, articulate it, and fight every day. Expose these people. Don't give them an inch. Not one fucking inch. Thank you. Let's take some questions.
Okay, everyone. Please put your questions in the chat. Do not raise your hand. We will only take questions if they are sent in the chat. Keep the questions to the topic that Dr. Shiva has just discussed. Message your questions to any of the co-hosts or Dr. Shiva so we can answer them.
And let me, as you're waiting, let me just make this point that it is a mathematical impossibility, okay? It is a mathematical impossibility to take 300 million plus Americans and say that you're going to increase glyphosate production and you're going to lower healthcare costs. Because we know that increasing this toxin increases more healthcare issues. So how can you say that you're going to reduce healthcare costs by increasing production of this toxin and giving immunity? Does this make any sense? It's simple math. It's simple grade school math. You're going to increase the production of a toxin, known toxin that causes all these neurodegenerative diseases and all gut health diseases. And over here, you're saying we're going to reduce healthcare costs. And this is, by the way, that other fool called Mehmet Oz. Okay? Dr. Oz. It's a mathematical impossibility. You just think about it. Nicholas, I'm going to take a spoonful of glyphosate. I'm going to drink it. And I'm going to reduce my healthcare costs. I don't have to visit the doctor as much. I'm going to be fine. Makes no fucking sense. So let's take some questions here. So Tracy says, I live in Western Kansas. What flyers could I pass out that's relevant to topic hand? This is organic versus conventional farmers in Western Kansas. So one thing we could do, Tracy, we have, by the way, Tracy's bringing up a good point. In addition to doing this exposition, right, exposing stuff is not sufficient unless you actually mobilize a movement. Okay. This is what makes us unique. To the extent we expose all this stuff, we always drive people back to a movement, and that movement actually has tangible solutions. One of the solutions is clean food. We created the seal for what is clean. All right? So there's a flyer on that. Perhaps one of you can put it up to Tracy. So you can teach people how to get clean certified small companies. And one of the elements of clean is organic, non-GMO, bioavailability, et cetera. We develop the seal. You'll see it on certain products. Okay, that demands that we support at the local level people producing clean products. So that's one way you can be part of this. We could, Tracy, do a new flyer if you want, if you think it's valuable, just on this issue, exposing Kennedy. We could put that out and we get that up and running in a week or so if you want to do that. But there's a clean flyer you can pass out right away that's on there. So we have major solutions. We have cytosol, which is a solution which helps us identify from nature combinations of compounds that can cure disease. That's a technology that I created. We have the Systems Health Educational Program, where any one of you, and maybe you can put some of these links up to everyone, systemshealth.com. If you want to become a health educator, combining system science, you can get involved in that. And then we have clean food, okay, which is a seal. You guys can help people get locally clean certified. Brew Man says, this is my first time here. How are you going to lead? How are you going to lead as Massachusetts Senator for 2026? I'm not sure what you mean by that. How are you going to lead? Can someone clarify that? Can someone put Bruman on if he wants to ask the question? If he wants to, I'm not sure what he means. I could try to interpret it. Maybe you're asking, what are we going to do for Massachusetts? If that's a question, many of you know it was our movement. We've already done a lot for Massachusetts. We've already led a lot. By running for office, we're the ones who exposed Elizabeth Warren, okay? Her hypocrisy and her true lack of integrity. It is our movement that we ran in 2018. In 2020, we clearly won the Republican nomination. Our election was stolen. And that led into us exposing all the flaws in the national election system, which went viral. It was out of that that we led and exposed the fact that the government of the United States is in collusion with social media companies. It was our movement that discovered the backdoor portal into Twitter. So we've already led. We already won without winning. You see? It was our movement when I ran for president, which said that all citizens are created equal. And we asserted that right, the 14th Amendment. And they were forced to put us on the ballot in many states, but we actually got on the ballot where they couldn't take us off in seven states. These were huge historic victories. But the media won't cover it. So we have to boldly not be suicidal humility. We will take that credit because we did all that work. They do not want to give credit to a bottoms-up movement that's truly independent. And you got to write that down. They will never give credit to you if you are truly independent. They will only give credit to people who are part of the swarm because they're controllable. Even when they say stuff against them, it's all theater. Okay, let's go to the next one. Oh, thank you. Put up some of the quotes there. So, okay, Rajiv says, what are pulses contaminated with coming from Canada? Rajiv, I haven't looked at that. We can do some research on that. So Rajiv is himself an MD. Pulses are dal or what are known as legumes, okay? And what are they contaminated with? You know, in one of the important things to understand is this whole notion of using pesticides literally is related to the military-industrial complex, which got into this entire practice of doing a form of rapid farming that came out to really feed people during World War II, okay? And they depleted the hell out of the soil. So we're in a phase where the soil is what needs to be addressed. And that will never get addressed because that's going to put these pesticide companies and the GMO guys out of business. No different than if you look at your own soil, which is your gut microbiome and your own health. If you really want to have vibrant health, you address your own soil and your earth part of your body, which is your gut. And you solve many, many issues. But they don't want people to focus on that. They want people to focus on quick fix solutions. But Rajiv, I'm not sure, but we can look into it. I can look into it and get back to you next week or sooner. Next one, Suresh says, is someone on YouTube said, who makes all dollars from glyphosate infrastructure? Yes, so Roundup, Jason Truth 830 was created by Monsanto. So let me give you the background on this. This is how glyphosate and GMOs are connected. So you have people growing, corn or soy. Soy is one of the biggest crops in the United States. So when a soy plant grows, weeds are growing around it. Okay. And by the way, these soy plants are grown in massive factory farming. It's literally factory farming. So in order to prevent the weeds, a company called Monsanto created glyphosate, also known aka as Roundup. So farmers said, okay, I'm going to reduce weeds. I'm going to use glyphosate. So now certain amount of weed production was stopped. But something also happened. The yield of the soy started going down because the glyphosate was also killing the soy plant. Not only was it killing the weeds, it was killing the soy plant. So all these farmers are using the weed killer glyphosate. So then Monsanto goes back to those farmers and they say, you know what? We have a solution. Okay, you're killing the weeds with glyphosate, so they're making money off that every year. And they go to those farmers and they say, we have created Roundup Ready Soy, RRS. And it's a new seed. And we did 6 papers on this during 2013 to 2014. This was when people were starting to expose Monsanto, including us. And they said, this seed you buy from us, and this seed is immune to the pesticide. So the weeds will get killed by the pesticide, but our seed won't get killed. Okay? And so Monsanto then forced all of those farmers to use their seed, which is licensed, and the farmers have to buy that seed every year. Most farmers, if you know, save their seeds so they don't have to waste money. And if you did not buy from them, you could get sued. And by the way, if one of those seeds, those GMO seeds, genetic engineered seeds, went and landed on another farmer's farm who was organic, Monsanto would go over and sue him for license revenues. True story. This is what goes on. And all of this was enforced by the Supreme Court. So you have Monsanto owning the right hand, selling pesticides, and also the left hand selling the seed, which can be immune to the pesticides. Okay. So that's what happened. Boobie knows about all this. I've written papers exposing all of this. And yet, in the middle of all of this, he just basically supported all of this and gave immunity to Monsanto, which is now, by the way, under Bayer, as I mentioned. The use of desiccation process, and that's not really regulated. I know it has glyphosate plus other things. Okay, that's what Rajiv is saying. Let's go over here. Brewman says, my name is Brew, not Brew. This is an unrelated question. I'm not sure. What is the worst experience of racism you've had in your life, whether as a child or an adult? Well, here's the interesting thing. You see, we have to be very clear that racism is manufactured. It is a weapon used to divide people. And I would say one of the worst experiences, you see, I put casteism into racism, anything that divides people, was in India, brown on brown crime, okay? And I just wrote a book called White on White Crime Deportation Theater. It doesn't have to be white people abusing black people or black people abusing brown people. It's within the same race some of the worst racism takes place. So in India, you have brown people who think they're better than other brown people using the caste system. Okay? That's a form of quote-unquote segregation. As a 4-year-old child, I experienced one of the worst aspects of that. Fast forward, when I shared the truth about the invention of email and it went into the Smithsonian, Gawker Media and called me all sorts of horrible names. One publication said this curry stained Indian should be beaten and hanged. Okay? But again, the racism there, the white supremacy was not from white people. It was Indians. So it's interesting. Indians can't believe another Indian created email because they've been brainwashed to think white people make everything. Now, the book that I just put out called White on White Crime, Deportation Theater, how white elites manipulate the white working class with anti-immigration theater. It actually exposes how white billionaires unleash racism to divide people. But the real victims of that are white people. You see, so there's this really deep subtlety to racism that white elites fuck over poor whites, black elites fuck over poor blacks, brown elites fuck over brown people. So I would say the worst form of racism I experienced was when the facts about the invention of email came out, a lot of white people got it. It was a brown people who couldn't get it. That racism is double layered. Just like for poor white people in this country, it is billionaires like Peter Thiel, Elon Musk, Trump, who are unleashing this anti-immigration stuff when 14 million immigrants exist in the United States. And those illegal immigrants are vital to the billionaires making all their profits, their 6.7 trillion value. And once in a while, every year they deport 4% of them only each year maximum to give the theater to the white folks that they're fighting for them, when it's actually used to suppress their own wages, to divide people and to create a police state. So we have to really be clear that the real racism is white on white, brown on brown, black on black. And I would say that's the worst form of racism I've experienced. Let's go to Tracy Peters again. I tried recently having an open conversation with local owners on the issue that really divides both organic growers versus conventional sustainability. Maybe we can build a flyer about particular argument, its way to bridge that gap. Sure, we can do that. It's a good point. Rajiv says again, the use of, I don't know more right now, Bacon's Revolt, as you had mentioned, it's everywhere. Yeah, so what Rajiv is talking about as a follow-up to this racism issue, everyone should go, when you have time, and maybe before I end this, I'll read you another small section of the book that's coming out. You'll be able to get it on Amazon plus our own site on Deportation Theater. But Bacon's Rebellion was a rebellion that took place in the United States in 1676. At the beginning, 100 years before the United States actually came to be. And that rebellion was the landed British aristocracy, white people who were here. They were subjugating the white settlers, the blacks, and the Native Americans. The white settlers and the blacks got together and they went after the landed elites. Quite amazing. That was Bacon's Rebellion. And ever since that day, the elites realized, holy shit, black and white people are coming after us. Just think about that. That's their worst fucking nightmare. So they started realizing they needed to create racism. So racism is not something that exists on its own. Racism is a tool of subjugation and imperialism. That's why I said, when you think about Zionism, Zionism is racism. It's saying these people are the chosen people and these people are not. It is manufactured. It's a political ideology. So Zionism is racism for imperialism. Imperialism is to justify one group of people should control others, right? So our movement teaches people this very precisely and scientifically, that racism is manufactured like an innovation. You see, the swarm itself creates shit. They create racism. Other people may create some good product to help their fellow neighbor or their man, like, oh, I'm going to teach you how to, you know, wire your house up. I'm going to teach you how to do this. Well, they teach people racism. That's what they manufacture. And so this occurred from Bacon's, rebellion. And since Rajiv, you brought it up, I think people enjoyed this because at the end of the day, the entire goal here is to divide people. And since someone asked me about this notion of racism, which is related here because when you really look at what Bobby Kennedy has done, it's to divide people up, okay? And it's to silence people. That's one of the goals of when you attack people and the swarm in this case is using the National Defense Act to basically say, or Defense Production Act to say, you'll all be silenced. Don't talk about glyphosate. We're not going to do science about glyphosate. Because if you do, you're an un-American. You see, it separates you. But anyway, I want to, as some other questions are coming, I want to sort of give you this other opportunity to, let me bring this up. If you guys can I share my screen? Is that, am I capable? Is that all right?
Should be able to, yeah.
Okay. So let me bring this up. So it's called White on White Crime, Deportation Theater. I want to share with you the introduction. It says, this book is not about immigration. It is about power. More precisely, it's about how concentrated economic power with a small network of global elites that I've defined in shatterthestorm.com as a swarm. Engineers division among working people to preserve power, profit, control. In the Shatter the Swarm framework, the swarm is not a conspiracy theory. It is a systems description. It is a decentralized, adaptive, self-reinforcing network of institutional power operating across government, finance, media, academia, intelligence, big tech, defense, contractors, and global capital markets. It is multi-sectoral. It is transnational. It is coordinated not by secret meetings, but by aligned incentives. In the United States, this network is demographically concentrated. Approximately 80 to 85% of American billionaires are white. Roughly 900 individuals control more than $6.7 trillion in wealth. That is not an accusation. It is a concentration fact. That this matters because the core thesis is simple. Predominantly white elites manufacture racial fear under the banner of quote-unquote fighting illegal immigration in order to manipulate poor and working class whites while profiting from the very system they publicly condemn. This is what I call deliberately and ironically white on white crime. By the way, in India, it'll be brown on brown. So let's not think this is only just in the United States, okay? It is not about racial hostility. It is about how powerful white elites use racial narratives to prevent poor whites from aligning with immigrants and other workers whose labor conditions are structurally similar. The greatest threat to concentrated power is not immigration. It is cross-racial working class unity. To understand how deportation theater functions, we must examine the full structure, what I call the pipeline. So you got to see the things as a part of a whole process. So this is how the pipeline happens. So the pipeline doesn't begin at the border. It begins upstream, where large capital networks invest heavily in defense contractors, energy extraction corporations, global finance institutions, private equity funds tied to infrastructure and reconstruction. By the way, it is those same groups that are funding Monsanto, funding Bayer, funding Big Ag. You see, that's where it starts because you have massive investments in that infrastructure. So war is not merely foreign policy, it is capital deployment. Military contracts expand during conflict. Reconstruction contracts expand after conflict. Energy extraction expands after regime destabilization. That's what they're doing in Venezuela now. Debt restructuring expands after economic collapse. These processes generate extraordinary returns for the swarm's concentrated capital, but they also generate instability. Coups, sanctions, proxy wars, currency collapse, trade restructuring, resource extraction shock. The predictable result is displacement. You see, so what the swarm does, they go start all this shit elsewhere, and then it creates displacement. So political collapse produces migration pressure, economic collapse produces migration pressure, and sanctions produce migration pressure, all by design. Migration flows northward. Migrants do not arrive as shareholders, they arrive as labor, and crucially as labor without full political leverage. that is the first transformation in the pipeline. Conflict becomes displacement. Displacement becomes migration. Migration becomes deportable labor. So you have all these people coming in who know they can be deported. And this is where the mechanism comes in, the labor mechanism. The deportable labor enters sectors structurally dependent on cost suppression. So if you look at agriculture, 50% of the agriculture in the United States is run by illegal immigrants. Construction, 40%. Energy subcontracting, logistics and warehousing. 65% of Florida hospitality is run by illegal immigrants. Food processing. Because the labor is deportable, it is disciplinable. Okay? Because people are afraid they're going to be deported, they can be easily disciplined. So workers without secure status are less likely to unionize, less likely to report wage theft, less likely to demand higher wages, less likely to challenge unsafe conditions. Think about all the illegal immigrants who are exposed to a shitload of glyphosate. It's incredible, or atrazine, right? 50% of the farm workers in California are exposed to all of these pesticides, and they're going to keep their mouth shut. God knows what's happening to their bodies. But Booby doesn't fucking care, because Booby's billionaires are making trillions off illegal immigrants, okay? So this does not only hurt immigrants, okay? Economic research consistently finds that undocumented workers earn significantly less than documented counterparts in the same sectors, creating downward pressure on wage floors across entire labor markets. This does not only hurt immigrants, it suppresses bargaining power for native-born workers competing in the same sectors, disproportionately affecting poor and working-class whites in construction, agriculture, logistics, and service industries. See, that's a white-on-white crime. So mass deportation is politically dramatic, but economically destabilizing. This is why, whether it was Obama or Trump, they only deport 2 to 4% maximal, just for the theater. So independent economic models project that removing the undocumented workforce at a scale would result in trillions in GDP contraction, significant food price spikes, severe housing supply disruption, labor shortage, energy and logistics, cascading inflationary pressure. So there's no fucking way, whether it's Democrat or Republican, it's all theater, that they're ever going to be able to deport all the illegal immigrants, because the economy, the billionaire elites need illegal immigrants. So that is why across administrations, deportation rates remain calibrated within a narrow band, 1% to 4%, enough to generate fear, not enough to eliminate labor supply. This is not incompetence, it is regulation. And that is why you have to understand system science. They're regulating this entire system by just doing enough fear. The illegal immigrants work for low wages, horrible conditions, work in glyphosate farms, and that suppresses the wages of the white workers. So the second face of all of this is that you suppress the wages across everyone. Instead of identifying subcontracting chains, capital concentration, financialized labor shortage as the drivers. So poor people, they don't have time to identify this. So it's easy to go to them and say, it's those people, the brown people. So then it becomes immigrant versus citizens, white versus non-white, worker versus worker. And they replace their truth with invasion, replacement, crisis. White people are being replaced. And Elon Musk fucking tweets his shit out all day. Elon fucking Musk subcontracts to many companies, and these are the allegations, who actually have illegal immigrants. Meanwhile, he's over here talking about white replacement theory. He's a scumbag. So the performance escalates. So you have raids and walls and press conferences, budget expansions, you know, militarized imagery, right? ICE with all their gear. And this is what I call deportation theater. It performs enforcement without collapsing dependency. It disciplines undocumented workers through fear. It reassures poor whites that something is being done. And that's what this is about. I want to stop here, but just to let you know, this book educates people on this dynamic, on this entire control system, okay? That it is really a very powerful way of not the obvious racism, white on black, but white on white. And that's a real racism, okay? Poor whites being manipulated by people like Peter Thiel and Elon Musk. And that's what Booby's doing. Same structural model, right? It is a guy who's claiming he's for health and wellness, fucking over health and wellness. Our movement wants to make sure people understand this dynamic, get educated on this, and educate others. All right. There's no other questions. Anything else you guys want me to address? I hope this is valuable. I hope you use this incredible opportunity of Booby fucking Kennedy poisoning America. And anytime he says he's doing all this shit, please understand, it's just brand building for him. It's just brand building. That's all the Kennedys do. They fuck over people. They hang out with Epstein. They murder people, do all sorts of stuff, and they come out smelling like roses. It is a Kennedy family manipulation. If you go watch the movie Chappaquiddick with Ted Kennedy, you'll see his father, Joe Kennedy, was a master of this. He had an army of public relations people who could take the worst fucking person and make them seem like they were a god. And that's what this is. It's manipulation. And Booby fucking Kennedy is an actor, just like Trump. And that's what they do. It has nothing to do with health and wellness. It is about building their brand so they can manipulate people, have followers, but none of it's real. When push comes to shove, he's exposed himself fully. The mask is off. Please use this content to educate yourselves, you know, and go all out on educating your friends. And particularly go hit hard the not so obvious establishment scumbags who are his accomplices on social media and elsewhere. Expose the fuck out of them. That's how you educate people and invite them to the orientation. Bring them here. Not only should you expose, but give them an opportunity to find their own way, okay? So they can know the truth, right? And find their way to save themselves. All right, thank you, everyone. Be well, be the light. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Shiva.
Thanks, Marion.
Boy, it couldn't be any more correct. We had some personal experiences with the Kennedys with my father, and Dr. Shiva can't be more correct.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves. Because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com. So people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth Freedom Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine. But I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inter-office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions.
I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering: electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosol, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.